Good afternoon. Today is Monday, May the 21st, 142nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, still, Arcata Fire Chief John McFarland.
Still.
But you are, hey, this is exactly 7 months, isn't it?
1 foot out the door and counting.
Yeah, well, don't slip. You know what happens then. It's kind of like the guy that straddles the fence.
I don't have time to slip.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. The medical aid response? Probably not going to come there in time for you.
And who would I call?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Ghostbusters.
That works.
There you go.
That works.
There you go. This afternoon we'll spend a little bit of time as John has kind of given his formal final, we think, retirement notice that in the next couple of times when we see him, we'll be kind of reliving, I guess, the highlights.
That works.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
Reliving the highlights of his career in fire and fire in our area for about, what, 40 years, 45 years, something like that?
Historical perspective.
Yeah, he's the moral harpum of the fire set. How's that?
The go-to guy when they can't remember.
They think he can. So we'll find out what's left in there. We'll talk a little bit about it when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with John McFarland, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Yitzhak Rabin, 1922 to 1995. I bet you remember him.
I don't think we ever met.
No, well, I not personally remember him, but... okay, fine. He's looking to try to level the playing field on one show. I don't think it's going to work, but we'll try. Quote, enough blood and tears. Enough.
That's it?
That's it.
I like it.
Yeah. I figured you would. Looking back at, I guess, what, mid-60s-ish to now, is there any one event, John, that stands out? One fire, one response, one medical aid, one time that you go, you know, that was it. That was the big boy.
You know, I would tell you yes, and off the top of my bald head, I would say... The April 92 earthquake series was pretty impressive.
The three hits.
It caused a lot of things that we enjoy today in disaster preparedness, but to be on duty and live those when we, in those days, were running perhaps 5 calls a day and we went to 125 calls in one day, and not only once, but did it 3 times.
You know, I think there would only be one thing I think that could up that. That would be if you happened to be the Scotia fire chief. Got to deal with the explosion.
We went to the aftermath of that.
Oh, well, I figured you probably were, but, you know, that's... It's really intriguing for me to try to grasp what your guys' position is with natural events, or rather than the man-made events, you know, whether it's the earthquakes or the floods. Or windstorms, or.
Mother Nature is very impressive.
Yeah. In the Coasties, I'm sure, have got their versions.
Out
on the water.
We've not done a volcano.
True. It would take a heck of a volcano to develop, though, and explode. Yeah, I know Lassen's still classified as an active, and so Shasta, but... Let's hope that we don't have that one in your dossier at the end of the time, okay?
We'll do it.
You want it, don't you?
The day after. I think I'd rather watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Flee, I think is the phrase. For the fires themselves, rather than earthquake, was there an Old Town fire, any of those that caused you any excitement or any of the mutual aids? I know a lot of folks will remember the Marinos and Arcata's being
exactly.
One of the big ones. The paint factory could be another one because dealing with volatile substances might be a little bit more dynamic.
You know, I think there were probably every perhaps 5 years max, there's a fire that's one of those memory joggers. And I think the impressive pieces of those are typically related to lack of water.
Not lack of response, not having enough gear, guys on the scene, but just not being able to throw enough down.
Yep, get enough water. Put the wet stuff on the red stuff, as we humorously say, but it's a math equation. And the fire generates the BTUs, and you have to absorb it with so many pounds of water. And if you don't meet the equation, it continues to burn.
Will we see those big raging, those types of fires with the sprinkler systems and the codes that are now not only in place but are being enforced pretty rigorously?
I think yes and yes, and the issue is the human factor. The building codes are addressing the issues, but the construction is more lightweight than ever before. But the built-in fire protection systems are very, very effective. So if we can keep the humans from tampering with the system, it would be yes.
Do the humans tend to?
Humans are human. It's like, why is common sense so uncommon? Yeah.
Yeah, the Abe Lincoln line. Yeah.
That's the one.
So as you look at the four departments that you served, and you kind of get a sense of where they were and where they are you pleased?
You know, I really am. I would tell you that as I look backwards, I think every place I've been is better than when I arrived. I think that the accomplishments hopefully were long-lasting. I think, the short answer is yes. The short answer is yes, and I think as we watch the current events here in the Eureka area, the Humboldt Bay project under Ken Woods, that I went through in my career, starting as a young firefighter when I was skinny and had hair. And that came to the final step at least four times with me. And at the 11th hour, someone became unhappy and everything was withdrawn from the table, and it was back to separate departments. It makes sense. Having two departments in the same community is craziness. So where they are today under Ken Wood's direction, and I truly believe all it took was a facilitator from out of town that didn't bring an agenda, that was a pleasant man.
Regular guy.
Just a regular nice guy, and he pulled it off. And he gets a huge gold star from me.
Yeah, I can remember your frustrations. Hmm. Obviously, Eric and Stan and, you know, the guys that...
I think we all went through that.
Being so close and being so logical, but having it disintegrate so quickly.
Everyone that touched a fire engine in any way believed in it. And it was a political issue that we could not overcome.
Do you see that extending to the peninsula, for Samoa and Fairhaven, to Arcata? Do you see it being a true Humboldt Bay?
It's a definite yes, but I can tell you from my most recent political studies, not today. And I think from the day it started, I truly believe in the regional concepts, the regional fire service, circling the whole bay certainly makes tremendous sense. But we participated in a very small manner when Humboldt and Eureka did their surveys, and it wasn't in the cards today. In the future, I think it's still alive.
Could that be accomplished, John, with... still having the CAL FIRE or the wilderness, like fresh water or Three Corners, and some of those challenges that are in the area? Because it seems like we take out or build in what we just talked about. It still looks to me like the Sheriff's Department and the City of Eureka, that there are going to be crisscrosses and overlaps and MOUs and JPAs and all the wonderful letters, and not having a single entity, but having two that are cooperating together.
That meeting's tomorrow. You know, Brian, the concept behind that makes sense. But I would tell you we're very different. And the year-round structure fire protection is very different than the seasonal wildland fire protection. And then we throw in on top of it the governor and the SRA fees and all the things that complicate it. Fire Safe Council, County Planning, LAFCO, all those become very deeply involved in it. And at this point, their issue, if you look at a county map with our 43 fire departments in one county, it only covers not even quite half of the map. So we have all of the SRA or just flat no man's land territories, and the goal is to get infill so that all of those 43 departments overlap. I don't know how they can pull it off.
So it could never be two divisions of the same department? Just with all the funding.
It's
going to
be tough. It's way distant.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:24. We'll be back with more from John McFarland.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:28. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with John McFarland, the recently announced retiring fire chief.
Recently announced, required by contract, 6 months notice. So he was nice, I gave him 7.
What a pal. What is the biggest issue that's out there right now that's facing local fire departments? So we pull CDF out of the, or pardon me, Cal Fire.
Cal Fire,
right. Out of the equation. All the other guys.
Well, you pull Cal Fire out, I think the dollar signs are still the biggest issue. And we mentioned 43 fire departments in Humboldt County. Only about half of those are organized agencies, where they are in fact a special district of county government or something like that.
So a self-funding.
The others are what we lovingly call bake sale departments, and they are desperately seeking their own budget. And the name bake sale, if they don't have a bake sale or barbecue or whatever it is they do as their fundraiser, they don't have a budget. So not being a certified agency, they cannot partake in taxes, they cannot partake in grants.
So is that just a redefinition of their individual constitutions to become a special district? Because I would think that would be...
It's fairly...
It could alleviate the general fund, and then the cities maybe don't have to deal with some of the hassles, and there's this other entity that's out there doing the fundings for taking care of a lot of the base. Why not?
It's fairly complicated, and between county planning especially, but the Fire Chiefs Association and even LAFCO is deeply involved. Of those 20-some departments, we have 4 right now that are in mid-process or completing their process to become a special district. And they have been jumping through hoops for 5 years.
So it's not
an easy process. And the other piece is, again, through LAFCO and county planning, there's 8 departments that are in process of expanding to where they actually touch the borders. The areas that they consider a service area, where they get sent to put out a fire, and the area that supports them as a fire department are vastly different for virtually every agency in the county.
Not contractual agreements, but just what happens?
Contractual agreements exist, but when the chips are down and you dial 911, CAL FIRE Dispatch is looking out of the 43 departments, they dispatch for 40 of them, and they're looking for someone to go to this fire, whether it's in a legitimate jurisdiction or not. So we end up with service areas that are unfunded.
KINS, News and Information Times, 431.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 435. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with John McFarland. John is the Arcata Fire Chief for another 7 months.
And county.
Precisely. It's not a give or take. I was going to, you know, give or take. No, it's the 21st.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so in about half an hour, 7 months from now, you're out the door.
Maybe.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
It's somewhat intimidating, but I'd also say that I haven't given it much thought, and certainly there's going to be a lot of thinking time after December 21st, so maybe that'll be on my list of things to do on December 22nd. So.
Fair enough, instead of Christmas present buying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds a lot better than that.
John, it's, as you play with some of the different challenges that are out there, and you kind of now you've got a number of different perspectives, having suffered with through the frustrations of near consolidation, having successfully completed functional consolidation in Delmarva County. Arcata, when you came on board, really was handling two or three communities anyway. As you see that from all the different vantage points, are boundary drops that big a deal?
You know, they're really not, and I'd tell you, Brian, everyone is doing them. I mean, they're just a way of life. It's either called mutual aid, automatic aid, total boundary drop, whatever it is you want to call it. It's a way of the modern fire service. I think a different angle of approach from this, from my experiences, would be, how do we accomplish a level of service, and how do we make it effective, and how do we make it cost efficient? And I can tell you, just from the business standpoint, you know, when you sign on as a recruit firefighter and they let you hold a fire hose and it's more fun than you ever guessed you could have, you never ever thought on that day you were going to be flying a desk and trying to manage a budget and all those other things. And that's where virtually every fire chief starts from. So having said that, the business side of the house, municipal, it's tough. It's really tough to manage. The special district, it's a piece of cake.
Because of the funding streams?
Vast differences in the business style and the funding streams. And here again, the special district has to go out and seek their own revenue sources to some degree. But no matter what size the budget pie is, I get the whole pie. If it's a tiny pie, we don't eat much pie. But if it's a municipal pie, when I was with Eureka, we had to share that pie 12 ways with all the different departments. And I don't believe there was ever a time that everyone was happy.
Acrimonious or just not quite satisfied?
Priorities, you know, how do you define essential service without offending the other guy across the table?
Yeah, it's tough to run a fire truck if the streets aren't there.
Yeah.
or the water isn't working.
We take a look at the history of the fire service, and one of my favorite visits was Cody, Wyoming, Remington Museum. And down in the basement, they had a diorama of an Old West firehouse. And one of the dimensions of this diorama was how or why was the Old West creating the first fire departments in America? Well, because they burned down the whole damn town.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They did. So as soon as they did that, the fire department was the most important piece of government. They put a fire department in. As soon as they tried to make a decision, they needed law enforcement. So from that, they went into what were essential services, and it was fire, then law, then streets, as you said, then we needed some water. And those are the essential services. Everything else that government has evolved into is fluff, and no one wants to hear that. It is. It's fluff.
So as you see the various challenges that are out there, it might be sacrilegious to suggest this, but that's okay. Hopefully I don't need to have a red-yellow truck in the front yard in the next day or two. Why have fire guys try to become business experts? Why not hire budget dollars and cents people who are there and, you know, they're part of the team, but they never put water on anything, and they handle the area where they have expertise, allowing... the chief to kind of be the intermediary between the two and put the resources towards the rolling stock or towards the bed linens or towards whatever it might be to help out the fire guys, because the savings wouldn't be enough for a staff position, but certainly could help.
The big boys have figured that out, and you will see a business manager in most big fire departments. If you take a look at Humboldt County and you take a look at the big boys of Humboldt County, we're about the tiniest fire group known to man, and you have Arcata, Humboldt, and Eureka. Those size departments, the chief administrator, I still get out of bed and go to every fire at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Every fourth week, I have a full cycle of being the duty officer and rolling to every alarm 24 hours a day for a week. So does Ken Woods. So do the other. There's only five paid chiefs in this county. They all take a turn at being the street guy.
A fire guy.
So, yeah. You know, you don't have the big CEO label. You're the working manager.
But I would think to have, and whether, I don't know if you're the guy that does the numbers or if there's somebody else, and assistant chief in the various departments.
Responsible to see that it's done. In our case, I'm not. But there's a fire guy who's doing it, right? It's a team effort, and it's an assistant chief that does it.
Could it be done in a 50% position?
Probably.
So your fire guy could still be a fire guy.
Sure.
I don't think it would need to be the big swallow. Or maybe somebody handles three of your departments. That's another one of the...
Well, and that would be the next step of the regional issue.
Yeah.
We're looking at regional training next. We have regional dispatch now. They're looking at regional training. Why not regional fiscal management? Why not?
If nothing else, you could pool by. Yeah, I don't know how often you would have to replace a fire hose, but...
And, you know, to transition out of this, the other piece that I would tell you, my observation, starting as a volunteer, going to the full career department, then going to full volunteer, culture shock, then coming back to combination. I can tell you the combination is the most efficient and the most offensive, not offensive, it's
probably
not offensive
some
at all.
Yeah.
It's the most efficient and the most beneficial way to deliver this emergency service. So, you know, having said that, when I went to Crescent City, my friend Steve Wakefield says, you know, you've been a career fire chief. There's going to be a difference here. There will be a day when the alarm sounds and not even one firefighter shows up because they're all volunteer. And I didn't believe him. And the day it happened to me, I called him for some mutual aid. And his quote was, when you see the fire chief driving the fire engine, it's not a good day. And when he drove up on the fire, in the fire engine, and that was two of us on scene, he yelled across the street, this is that day.
And you probably responded with, like, you're right.
And we dealt with it.
So the concept of integration into a with a volunteer group and having the paid staff, if there's not the culture like Arcata has been able to have and like Eureka had for a long time, is it tough? Is there a two-tier society? Is there always that animosity or the, well, you're just doing that because, and breaking down trust rather than building trust?
I think it's a management style that is based on equality, and the volunteer and the career firefighter are identical in certifications, in training, and appearance, and uniforms, and everything they do. One gets a paycheck, one does not.
So as long as you functionally can't tell the difference,
they
you
play.
Don't, you
they
don't
play,
have this, that stuff.
They play well together. it's really impressive, and efficient.
Can it be implemented in any department?
I would tell you the merger that you're seeing with Humboldt Bay is utilizing the career folks. It's utilizing a blend of the volunteer folks and Ken Woods brought to our community, which Arcata's picked up on also, a new breed of firefighter called a reserve firefighter, where they actually sign up for a shift and they're paid a stipend to work a shift on a fire engine as an extra. So our minimum staffing is boosted. It makes us very successful in the firefight.
KINS, News and Information Times, 444. We'll be back with more from John McFarland.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:48. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata Fire Chief John McFarland, or Eureka hyphen, Crescent City hyphen, Arcata hyphen.
That's it.
Yeah, Mr. Hyphen. John, what do you think the future is for the Fire Academy? Do you think Redwoods will have a full-blown, authentic, 100% knock your socks off, people come here, regional fire academy?
That's the goal. And in the early 80s, that fire academy was created, in fact, proudly by myself and Frank Toasty, who was the training officer. We were both training officers, Frank at Arcata and myself at Eureka. We got the ground work started, got the ball rolling, and the fire academy started taking place in terms of firefighter one state certifications, those kinds of issues. We went through a period where we peaked it out, and then it kind of went away, and their focus went to the police academy. The ROP program through county schools picked up the fire and ran with it, and from that point, College of the Redwoods has come back on board, and in recent years, it's transitioned to whoever has retired last. Eric Smith is now the fire coordinator at College of the Redwoods, and he's on track, and he believes in fall of 13, we will have a full-blown fire academy that people come to from out of the area.
So that really rounds out the entire equation.
It does.
Very cool stuff. Kind of an interesting legacy you're leaving behind.
It's been fun.
Yeah, well, you'll be back, I know, before the end, so we'll catch up on some more stuff.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by, John.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We've been Talking Shop with John McFarland. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.